You have stepped out of the stream of thinking, but have stepped, one could say, in evolutionary terms, you're stepping back. That too can be a relief. But this is not what is happening here. We, from the stream of thinking, we are stepping beyond. We do not go back to sleep when the mind no longer thinks. We are more alert, far more awake than when we were immersed in thinking. So there comes that quality. That's the way we are going. Yes, we are transcending thought, not back to where we came from, but rising above thought. Now that state of rising above thought, where you can still use thought beautifully, powerfully, when it's needed, but you are no longer possessed by thought or consumed by thought. Thought, useless thinking, burning up a lot of your life energy. Not going anywhere, just going around, just like the car is in neutral, you're pushing down the accelerator, not going anywhere, just vroom, 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 for hours and hours and hours. So go stepping beyond thought into that clarity and alertness. That is both gentle and fierce, that as two aspects seemingly contradictory. It's very gentle, that energy field of alert presence, but also has a fierceness. It needs to have a fierceness because it needs to cut through thought. That substance, that, and thought is heavy, dense. So to cut through that density of thought, coupled with the density of the emotional field that goes with the thoughts, so you have the two layers, the density of thought, the density of that emotional field, pain body, and they cling together as two layers of density. And then comes presence, and in this case here it comes from two directions. That's why it's possible for this to happen. From within you, that dimension of presence emerges, pushes forward. But it might not have enough, in the absence of extreme and agonizing suffering that cracks it open from above, from, it may not have enough power to cut through the density. So all you feel then is an extreme restlessness, something wanting to happen, and there may be searching, and something wants to be almost be born here, but it can't be born. It's not, because the shell is not cracking. But here it's being also pierced from here, from this, the energy field that is here in this room, that comes through this teaching, which is more than the words. So that the presence is cutting through from within you and from without. So it's just the way they built the channel tunnel from two ways. They started in England and in France digging. And finally they met in the middle, and they had cut through these layers of seemingly impenetrable rock. So, if it were not already happening from within you, it would be meaningless and it wouldn't work for you to be here. So the layer of thought that that stream is being cut through, and when you leave here, there will, we trust be enough presence in you so that it can happen without the external help, although occasionally it's still helpful to listen, to be reminded, to open a book and read just a few lines that have come out of presence. That's helpful, as long as you need it.